Kala Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about a situation where you mix a small amount of Tevel with a larger amount of stuff that had been properly, had Kala taken off, or had Truma taken off. Kala is a version of Truma. Then we said that in order to retake off the proper Kala for the small Tevel part, you can add supplemental stuff and then take out from the new stuff to cover the Tevel that had been mixed in. If you don't have additional supplies, you've got a problem. And see Mishnah Ches for this discussion. Kayotze Bo, Mishnah Tes begins, similarly, if you have a situation with Maisros where the same thing happens, you can use your supplementing as a way to get by. So he has Zeisei Masik. He has harvested olives where he harvested them for himself, and Shenis Arvu im Zeisei Nikuf. They got mixed together with olives that were gleaned. Nikuf, gleaned olives, are olives that were left as matonos for the poor. He left them attached to the tree, and the poor themselves are going to be able to pick it and take it out. As a result, his masik, his own harvested olives, need to have maisros taken out. But the ones that are matanos for the poor do not have to have maisros taken out. So what does he do in this situation? The ones that were for the poor were made hefker, so there's no chi of maisros. Or, in ve batzir, im in ve olelos. If he has harvested grapes, which are again chayiv in maisros, that are mixed together with the grapes of olelos, which are the versions of matanos for the poor. Olelos are clusters of grapes that didn't develop normally, and they are given by the Torah as olelos to the poor. So in this case, again, he's got stuff that needs to have maaser taken out mixed with stuff that does not have to have maaser taken out. So what should he do? Im yesh lo parnaso mimakom acher, if he has an additional supply of grapes from somewhere else or olives from somewhere else that require to have maisros taken out, motzi lefi hacheshbon, then he can separate the maisros from the tevel from this extra supplemental supply, and that will cover the masik or the batzir of his own previously that was also tevel that had been mixed up together with the matanos. So in this case, he can take care of the accidental mixture by taking maaser out from the new supplemental supply. In all of these cases, Mishnah Ches and in Mishnah Tes, these are all what they call min bimino, which is an issue that's going to come up in the next Mishnah. They're all from the same min. So all of the maaseros or the challah that's being taken out is covering the same type of produce, the same type of dough. Vim lav, but if he has no supplemental items to be able to do this little trick of taking out maisros from the new stuff, then mosi truma utrumas maiser lakol, he's going to have to take out truma and trumas maiser from the entire original mixture of batzir or masik with the matanos that go to the poor. And because the tevel has now turned essentially the entire mixture into tevel, he's going to have to take out extra trumos and trumas maiser from stuff that ordinarily he would have been putter from taking out, the stuff that's matana for the other evyonin, for the poor. The hashar, and the rest of the maestros, which are maeser rishon for the Levi, or maeser sheni that has to be brought to Yerushalayim, or maeser ani is not even mentioned in the Mishnah, that would be lefi cheshbon, that you take out proportionally based on how much they should have taken out, only from the tevel parts, not from the matanos that were going to the poor. The reason for the difference is that truma and truma's maeser absolutely have to be taken out for the kohen, and they are forbidden to zarin. As a result, you don't want to get a chi of misa or kares for not taking out truma trumas meiser, and the whole mixture becomes what they call dimua, or what we call meduma all the time. On the other hand, meiser rishon and meiser ani and meiser sheni are not forbidden to non-levium. It's hamotzi mechaber ol of araya, and all they have a right to are the parts that are the actual meisros that need to be taken out of the tevel. From the matanos for the poor, the matanos aniyim, they have no rights to those, and there's no punishment for the zor who eats them. So as a result, you don't have to take out excess of those from the matanos laniyim. You only have to take out the bare minimum. For truma, however, you have no choice. Chala Mishnah Gimel Perek Yud, Hanotel Sa'or Me'isas Chitim. If somebody takes a sourdough out of a dough made of wheat. Again, where challah was not taken out, so it's tevel. Now, in an earlier Mishnah, we discussed what happens when you put it into another wheat dough. This time, v'nosein lotoch isas orez. Instead of putting his sourdough into a wheat dough, he puts it into a rice dough that needs to have no challah taken out, because rice is not chayev in challah. So how do we determine whether this tevel has, as we said before, kind of infected the whole dough or not? So since it was something that was not going to be chayev in challah, or rice dough, we say, yesh bo tam dagon, if in this new rice dough you can recognize the taste of the wheat, so the sourdough has, in a way, infected everything by making it seem like a wheat dough, then chayev es b'challah. Then we say that the mixture is going to be chayev in challah. Even though it's predominantly a rice dough, it's going to be chayev in challah because it tastes like a wheat dough. And so the whole thing has to have challah taken off. On the other hand, vim lav, if the taste of the wheat is completely unrecognizable and the sourdough, it just becomes part of the big rice dough, then petura, it's pater from challah because it made no contribution in taste to the rice and the rice dough is mevatel the sourdough. So, im kain, if the rule is that it only has to do with taste, lama amru hatevel osar kol shehu, then what is the situation where tevel would make an entire mixture osar even in a tiny amount? The Rabbanan had said that if tevel is mixed with chulin, then the tevel makes everything osar. Until you take off challah, until you take off maestros. So if in our case of wheat and rice, we say that it's all about taste, then when is tevel going to make everything usser? So the Mishnah answers, min bimino. That's only in a situation where the sourdough of tevel was put into a larger dough made out of the same material. So as we saw earlier in a previous Mishnah, if the sourdough was wheat and the big dough was wheat, then that's when it ussers it even in a small amount. But the shalob amino, if the sourdough of wheat was put into something that is not the same min, it's put into a rice dough that's larger, then b'no saint tan, then the key factor is, does it give a taste to the entire dough, rendering it, in a way, a wheat dough that requires to have challah taken out.